Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Foraging with Kids 52, Wild and Free Edibles to Enjoy with Your Children by Adel Nozadar is a practical family guide to identifying and using common wild edible plants with children. Published as an accessible hardback, it sits at the intersection of foraging, nature education, and child-centered outdoor activity. The book is designed for parents, educators, and caregivers who want to introduce children to the natural world through simple plant identification, hands-on projects, and basic cooking uses. Its purpose is not to provide an exhaustive botanical reference, but to make wild food exploration approachable and engaging for beginners. A notable feature is its emphasis on plants that are easy to recognize and widely available in parks, hedgerows, woods, and other ordinary landscapes, which makes the subject relevant beyond specialist foragers. The book also uses illustrations and interactive elements to encourage observation, coloring, and family participation, giving it both instructional and activity book qualities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a child-friendly introduction to safe foraging basics. The book's central contribution is its attempt to make foraging understandable for families without reducing it to a technical field guide. Nozadar focuses on plants that are relatively common and easy to identify, which is important because the main obstacle for beginners is not interest, but uncertainty. For children, that uncertainty is even greater, so the book lowers the entry barrier by framing foraging as a guided learning activity rather than a test of expertise. This approach matters because safe foraging depends on confidence, but confidence must be built on restraint and careful observation. The book therefore supports curiosity while implicitly reinforcing caution. Plant identification is treated as a prerequisite for use, not an afterthought. That balance is what makes it suitable for family use. Instead of overwhelming readers with botanical detail, it gives them a structured way to begin recognizing useful wild plants in everyday settings. In category terms, it is less about field science and more about introducing responsible habits around outdoor learning and wild food awareness. Secondly, organizing plants by type rather than by season. One of the more distinctive structural choices in the book is its organization by plant type, such as fruits, berries, flowers, herbs, and weeds, rather than by season. This matters because seasonal organization is common in foraging books, but it can encourage a fragmented view of plants as temporary appearances in the landscape. By grouping plants according to what they are, Nozadar helps readers understand each plant as a living organism with a full growth cycle. For children, that is particularly useful because it supports recognition across different stages, not just at the moment of harvest. The structure also helps readers compare plants within a category and notice similarities in form and use. Practically, this makes the book easier to revisit as a learning tool rather than a one-time seasonal checklist. It also reflects the book's educational goal to teach observation and relationship to the natural world, not just gathering. The result is a more holistic and memorable way to learn the basics of wild edible identification. Thirdly, hands-on projects that turn identification into use. The book goes beyond naming plants by showing how wild edibles can be turned into simple family projects and recipes. This is a key part of its appeal, because children often learn best when knowledge leads to immediate action. Rather than presenting plants as specimens to memorize, the book treats them as materials for making, tasting, and experimenting. Examples referenced in the source material include making soap from conkers, preparing an egg-free custard with plantain, and using hedge woundwort in a practical household context. Whether a reader uses every project or not, the underlying method is clear. Learning becomes stickier when it is connected to outcome. This is also where the book distinguishes itself from purely informational guides. It treats foraging as part of domestic and creative life, linking outdoor gathering with the kitchen and simple craft activities. That makes the book especially relevant for families, homeschool settings, and informal nature education, where the goal is not mastery of taxonomy, but meaningful engagement with everyday uses of plants. Fourthly, illustrations and coloring pages as an observation tool. The illustrations are not just decorative. They function as a learning device that invites children to slow down, compare features, and participate actively in the book. Black and white botanical drawings give the text a dual role. They help with plant recognition and also allow children to color the images as part of the learning process. This is an effective educational strategy because coloring can reinforce visual memory and create a sense of ownership over the material. The book also appears to encourage children to name plants and treat the pages like a nature journal, which shifts reading from passive consumption to recorded observation. That matters in foraging because accurate identification depends on noticing details such as leaf shape, flower structure, and growth habit. By building this into the format, the book turns the act of learning into a repeated practice of looking carefully. Compared with standard activity books, this makes the illustrations functionally important rather than merely attractive. It gives the book a hybrid identity as guide, workbook, and journal for nature-based learning. Lastly, a family resource that connects wild food, cooking, and outdoor learning. The broader aim of the book is to reconnect children with nature, food, and practical outdoor experience at a time when many family routines are screen-based and indoor-centered. Its value lies in showing that foraging is not only about gathering ingredients, but about understanding where food comes from and how landscapes can support daily life. Because the book uses accessible plants found in common environments, it works in both urban and rural contexts, which widens its usefulness. Parents and educators can use it to support nature walks, seasonal observation, and basic cooking activities without needing specialized equipment. At the same time, the book's usefulness depends on careful adult supervision and independent verification of plant identity, since foraging always carries risk. That limitation is important and appropriately frames the book within safe practice. What sets it apart from many similar titles is its combination of practicality and child engagement. It is not merely a simplified adult foraging book, but a resource built around shared family participation. Its category strength is that it makes outdoor learning feel usable in everyday life rather than remote or academic. In conclusion, Foraging with Kids will be most useful to parents, guardians, homeschoolers, forest school leaders, and educators who want a practical entry point into wild food learning with children. It is also suitable for adults who are new to foraging and prefer a gentle, non-technical introduction before moving to more advanced identification guides. The book offers several benefits. It teaches plant recognition in an accessible way, encourages time outdoors, supports observation skills, and connects nature study with cooking and simple projects. Its educational value is especially strong because it does not treat children as passive readers. Instead, it asks them to look closely, color, name, gather, and use what they find. Compared with many foraging books, it stands out for its family-first design and its use of illustrations and activities as learning tools rather than ornament. It is also unusually broad in appeal because the plants it highlights are common and widely distributed, making the book relevant in cities as well as rural areas. In a crowded niche of wild food titles, this one differentiates itself by combining safety awareness, hands-on participation, and child-centered outdoor education in a single, approachable volume. If you would like to support Adele Nozadar, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.